Okay, we'll go through a few more things. Brooms. What does the word broom have to do with kashrus? One may sweep remnants of both meat and dairy meals with one broom. Okay? I guess if the broom is red hot, maybe not, but if you have a regular broom, don't worry about it. Okay. I don't know why he... Okay. Cabinets. Okay? He says common customs to store meat and dairy utensils in separate cabinets so you don't get mixed up between them. And also to make them different, so there's different design or whatever. Usually, if you have to make a simen on one, make it on the milchik one. But what we usually do, I mean, today, is have different designs completely. That one's red, one's if they're colored, or they the cloud look differently. But if they're exactly the same things, they used to have, you know, silverware that looks exactly the same thing. So in the yeshiva, they used to put a hole. I don't know how they did it, not with a hole puncher. They, then again, the yeshiva's silverware could have been with a hole puncher. They put a hole into the milchik one, so you knew that was milchik.
Okay. Silverware, not in the pots.
The yeshiva did the pots too. Okay. Some have the custom to label their cabinets meat and dairy, so the guests will not come to mix dishes. Okay. Can openers. Can openers, I never saw anybody who's makbid. Usually the can opener does not touch the food, usually. And if it does, it's definitely cold and just wash it off. I don't know anybody who's makbid to have separate can openers for milk inflation. You definitely can, what's it called? He is not necessarily for separate for his canned food, should be used with meat and foods. He says for sure. You don't need a different can opener for part of the foods that you're going to use with milk or meat. That for sure not. But, he said, however, one who uses canned meat or canned dairy, right? So what, yeah, you have, you know, canned meat, or you have things that are mamish milchik, right? He says, should use a different can opener for each type since it's difficult to clean a can opener properly. I don't know. Anybody here has can openers?
No, it doesn't need tefillah scalem.
What do you mean tefillah scalem?
Well, if it doesn't never touches food, it doesn't need tefillah.
Right. It doesn't. A can opener with pasta doesn't need tefillah. It opens a can. If it touches the food, it's only incidental. Well,
sounds like going to
it's not
real.
But you wash it just
maybe
hot water with the milchik dishes.
But it doesn't get full of milchik, right? You open a can, I don't know what, a can of a herring, with sour cream. What in the world?
No, like,
you're
having
meat.
You can open it as, like, triangle at the end that we used to open two hands, like a can of syrup.
They still make them?
Yeah. The canned apple juice nowadays.
I mean, they'll get this condensed milk or something.
If it's that kind of thing, it's not hard to clean off. Just rinse it under the sink. He said it's hard to clean a can. I don't know what to... For me, it's hard to clean anything, but in any case, the weather... And does anybody here have a separate can opener for milk? Really?
I don't, but I know somebody that has three.
Three can openers. One power of one milk at one place. Okay, I guess I'm not for them. I never heard of it until I saw it here. Okay. Well, you're stickle yucky, so that's... that doesn't really count. Oh, you're more than a stickle yucky.
Industrial ones can get pretty
filthy.
Who is industrial can openers here?
Industrial.
Okay, I don't know. I see what he says. I don't know where if it the totally mitzvahs. Can openers that I've seen or whatever don't usually get into the can, and you can just rinse them off. I don't know. Okay, and that's why can openers pashtas don't need tefillah scalem. You don't need, that's a halacha. Halacha is you don't have to tovel a can opener because it doesn't come in contact. Truth is, it doesn't have to not come in contact with food. It just the ikkar is not made to come in contact with food. You don't use it to serve food. Nobody, you know, brings a can opener to the thing and licks off the thing. You know, now we're serving can opener. Okay, chickens. Okay, this is yes. You have to have separate chickens for chickens. You get shilas like this, but it's usually not a problem. We'll end with this. Sometimes you get chickens and they have black and blue marks on the wing, on the pulki, right? Most of the time they're not a problem. Sometimes it could be a problem. If they happened when the chicken was alive, then it's a problem. But what mostly happens is that when they process the chickens with these big machines that take off the feathers, right, the bones get broken. And that's another thing. There's broken bones. A bone broken very close to the body of the chicken could pierce the lung. You don't see the lungs anymore, so you can't check the lungs. A broken wing could pierce the lung, and that makes it a trefoil. So if you said, come, you have a chicken with a broken wing, right, or a broken pulky close to the body, and it's red, that area is red, it's probably no problem, because it probably happened after the shechita during the processing. But if it's black and blue, then it most probably happened when the chicken was alive and they just missed it in the processing. Then it could be a problem. So if you have a chicken that has a broken wing or whatever, that's not normal, and if it's no black and blue, it's just reddish, just wash that reddish off. If you can't wash it off, cut it away and don't use it. Okay. If it's mamish black and blue, sometimes it's mamish like a area where the blood coagulated, and that's a real black and blue mark, then bring it for a shiloh. Then it could be a problem. We'll end with that. They don't catch everything, right? They try to, but they don't catch everything. But again, 99, but 95% of the time there's no problems.
How does the rug recognize?
How do I recognize? Well, black and blue is usually different than red, so I'm like a little bit of liquid in colors. No, I'm just saying the difference then is, where is it broken? So then I get out my safer on Trafus and go over again where the bone is broken, where it would be a problem or not. Because some places where it's broken on the wing or whatever is not a problem anyway. But since I rarely have any shaykhs with trefus, I mean, you know, with those kind of things, but I have Baruch Hashem Svarim that had clearly what... it had a lot of shaylas, kemat never was it was an open. Because 99% of the time it's in their processing. If it's in the animal itself, usually the shochet catches it, the boldei catches it before. That means if it happened alive, it was before it had the processing, they already saw this. Except sometimes you don't see it because the feathers are there. And then when the feathers are off, right now it could be that it looks like it was because of the machine. That's the problem, but it's a very, very rare thing.